Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the programming specialist at the Adel Public Library, Lily Schwarz. And Lily, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today.
Thanks for having me.
You are absolutely welcome, as we are getting here into the month of October, and it's known to a lot of people as spooky season, and you have some Halloween things coming up here with the library, and one of them, we'll get started here, is on October 8th. It's your Teen Chef Haunted Gingerbread Houses. So talk a bit about what's going to be going on that day.
Sure. So as you may know, in December, we do our gingerbread house program where people can come in and decorate gingerbread houses. This is a bit of a different spin on it specifically for our team. They get to make a haunted house out of gingerbread. So everything will be provided. Kids don't have to bring anything. This is a teen event, so it's for youth. So 6th through 12th grades is our teen. So just come make a gingerbread house. It starts at 4 on that Wednesday, October 8th.
Awesome. Okay. So yeah, like you said, all the materials will be provided for that. And yeah, a little different than the Christmas one, like you said, because this will be haunted. So you can kind of add pumpkins and different stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what the teens come up with. They're always super creative.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that should be really cool. Again, that's happening October 8th. And then you do have a closure here in the month of October, kind of mid-October. So talk about when the library will be closed.
Yeah, so October 13th, that's a Monday, it's Columbus Day and also Indigenous Peoples Day. The library will be closed for that day. So if you have things that you need to pick up or need to get printed, come in on that weekend or come in on that Tuesday. But that Monday, we will be closed.
Awesome. And then, yeah, so speaking of that, Tuesday the 14th, you have a special Pokemon Club show and tell event. And I know Pokemon is a big phenomenon, we'll say. And so, yeah, I know that should be a pretty good program. So talk a little bit about what that will entail.
Yeah, so this is a spin on our monthly Pokemon Club. Like you said, it has gained a lot of traction recently. It's come back into pop culture. Our Pokemon Club is like our most well-attended program. And so this is kind of just a special one where kids can bring in something that they Pokemon related that they want to talk about with other kids. So it can be a favorite Pokemon card. It could be a stuffed animal. It could be like if they have a really cool Pokemon shirt, any kind of Pokemon related merch that they want to show off. And then staple of Pokemon Club is, of course, trading. So there will be time for trading after our show and tell. Pokemon Club is for first through fifth graders, and it does have a seat capacity. So we cap it off at 20 just because we want to make sure that we are able to safely monitor all the children. So if you are interested in coming to Pokemon Club, come a little bit early so that you can get in before we hit that cap.
Awesome. Well, yeah, thanks for going over that and giving all those details. Again, we're speaking here with the programming specialist, Lily Schwarz, at the Adel Public Library. And Lily, now as we hit the second half of October, a couple of bigger things coming up on the 24th. You got Meet Reptiles with the Cold-Blooded Redheads. So this sounds like a cool event. Are we going to be getting some animals coming into the library? What's going on there?
Yeah, so the Cold-Blooded Redhead is a really wonderful educator. She has lizards. She has snakes. She has turtles. She has spiders, too, arachnids, okay. I believe. And so she is coming in on that Friday. That Friday is a no school day, so ADM doesn't have school. So if you're looking for something to do with your littles, if you have them that day, come on down to the library. I don't know what variety she'll bring, but she always brings a really interesting variety. The last time we had her, she brought a monitor lizard that was the size of my arm. It's interactive. You'll have a chance to touch, and you might have a chance to hold some of her reptiles. So if that is something that you're interested in, make sure you get that on your calendar. It's Friday, October 24th at 1 p.m.
Awesome. Okay. And like you mentioned, ADM will be out of school. So hopefully you get a lot of participants coming in with that and can get some cool reptiles alongside. So that will be a very great thing. And then coming up the next day on Saturday, October 25th, the Not So Scary Haunted Library. So I'm guessing obviously this is family friendly if obviously it's not so scary.
Yeah. So this is a program that's run by our teen advisory board. This is their concept, and they run it completely. And they've done it for quite a few years now, so they really enjoy doing it. But it is for kids who maybe you have littles that you don't want to take out on trick-or-treating that night. or your kids just really love candy, because what kid doesn't? You can come to the library. Obviously, you can dress up however you would like. There will be different stations throughout the library that you can visit and get candy, again, from those teens that are running this. So it's a really great program, and the teens really get into it. So yeah, make sure that you bring a candy bucket or a candy bag so you can get as much candy as you can.
Well, and Lily, are you a fan of haunted houses, or are you not so?
Oh, I love haunted houses.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, you know, even if you're not a fan of them, you could still attend that. Again, that's on Saturday, October 25th. And Lily, just before we let you go, with all the program you talked about today, is the registration or the programs free? Talk about that real fast.
Yeah. So as always, all of our programming is free. There is never a cover charge or anything to get into our programming. All the programs that we've talked about are first come, first served. We do have a few programs on our calendar every month that are registered. So if you're interested in anything, if you go onto our website at adelpl.org, go to our calendar and you see something that you're interested in, make sure you click on it. If there's a button underneath of it that says register here, it means it's a registered event. So you should go ahead and get signed up so that you can make sure that you get into that program. Otherwise, if you don't see that, or if you don't see it on our socials that it's registered, it's first come, first serve. You can drop in and check it out. If you have any questions about any of our programs, always feel welcome to call us, and we are more than welcome to answer those questions over the phone.
Awesome. Well, there you go. Again, that is the programming specialist, Lily Swores, joining us here from the Adel Public Library. And Lily, thanks for going over everything coming up here in the month of October. Got some Halloween-themed stuff as well. And, of course, make sure to visit the website, adelpl.org, or give the Adel Library a call, 515-993-3512. Lily, thank you so much, and we'll check in with you as we head into November.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You are absolutely welcome. Again, that is all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.